Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1161, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, in the writing, it's shir number 313. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of Shinoi Makayim. I want to just talk about a minute under one roof. What is the story under one roof? In other words, somebody lives in a co-op, somebody lives in an apartment house, or the like, and you have separate apartments, but it's all under one roof. You're not really leaving the house per se. You might leave your apartment, but you don't leave the house per se. Right? So in other words, if somebody walks out to have a cup of coffee and then you go to your friend's apartment, even if it's on the same floor, you go from one apartment to another. If it's on another floor, also one apartment to another in a co-op, apartment house, these type of things, condominiums. But you're not sort of quote unquote leaving the building per se, whereby you're going outside, which what we've been talking about. How would that work? And also in the hallway, how would that work? Once I go into the hallway, I want to go throughout the garbage, let's say, and it's down the hallway, right in the middle. So how would that work? Okay. So let's see what the halacha is. So the halachas of changing locations, again, it's Shahakul Adam and who hates. Well, one is under one roof. That's the bottom line, what we're looking at. Well, one is wonder, it's under one roof. It's taka a dispute. It's a machloikis amongst the poiskim. For example, if one lives in an apartment house, like we said, or a co-op, right? When they leave their apartment and they go into the hallway, according to some poiskim, it would be considered a separate rishus, whether it's the hallway or for sure in, we're going to see somebody else's apartment. So it would be considered a separate rishus. But let's talk about a minute the hallway, which is a little bit easier. You went from your apartment, which is one domain, right? The word domain is really the right word over here. And you went into the hallway, which is a separate domain. It's owned by the co-op or the apartment house, whatever the case is. But it's not yours. It's not yours. Now, there's some place, that's how some place can hold. Some place can want to say, no, since all of the, everything is under one roof, so it's considered all one reshus, all one domain. In other words, some place can want to say, you went into the hallway, so it's all under one roof. One roof is all under one domain. So it's not, there's no change of makam, there's no shinoi makam over here whereby the halachas would apply, and according to those poskim, it would not apply. In other words, if somebody went out with a coffee or something along those lines. So, now, Be'ezras Hashem, we're going to go through the various different examples in the upcoming shiurim and so on and how to work it. But, just to start off the most simple example, the worst case scenario, if you want to call it, if a change of location from, somebody went from one tenant, in other words, from one apartment to another, we're not talking about the hallway now, which is a little bit harder to figure out, but if somebody went from one tenant's apartment, one apartment to another apartment, one tenant's apartment to another tenant's apartment, right? That will taka terminate the session. That will taka be a real shinoi makom, even though both apartments are under the same roof. Because lemaisa, if you think about it, you know, right? One person's apartment is, even if you'll say, like, let's say in a co-op, for example, sometimes it happens in a co-op, not sometimes, that's what a co-op is. You own all the shareholders in the apartment, in the house, own the part of the hallway, a part, you know, they have a little bit of a, the mishtatef, if you want to call it, in the hallway, legally. That's pretty much how it works. So you have like a small ownership in the hallway somewhat, but in somebody else's apartment, you definitely have no ownership because they bought it. That's their apartment. Or an apartment house, the same thing, right? It's their apartment. That's where they live. You have nothing to do with that. The hallway, maybe you share, possibly, but not the other apartment. So if you go from one apartment to another, you take your coffee, you go to your friend's apartment, that would be a real shinoi makom. By the way, just real quickly to quote, these halachas are brought down, Rabbanna brings it down on page 139, in the halachas of brachas by Rabbanna, page 139, b'shem Rav, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, zecher tzadik levracha, and b'shem Rav El Yashiv, zecher tzadik levracha. So, from those two is Rabbanna brings down these halachas, or, you know, the basic context of it. Now, so that's Lamaisa. Let's continue. So he says like this. So he says, since each apartment is in the private domain of the particular tenant, like we just explained, I own this one and you own that one and finish. So therefore, change from one apartment to another would be regarded as a change from building to building. It's as though you went outside. It's as though you went to your friend's house down the block or even next door, right? If somebody goes to their friend's house next door, it's also a real change. You'll say, one second, if I go, you know, my friend lives right next door, I have to walk 10 steps, right, to get to my friend. So I take my coffee, I walk to my friend. That's a real shinoi makom because you now changed he changed the domain. It's a real domain. And we're not talking about if you could still see the place, possibly, maybe it's a machloikis. It depends if there's a pathway in between. That's number one, if you can see the original place. And number two, if you just run out and come right back, that's also machloikis. But over here, we're dealing with, you'll say, for example, you take, pick up your coffee and you go to your friend's house right next door, a few steps over. It's a real shina makam. So the same thing over here. You go into somebody else's apartment in the apartment house or co-op or condo, whatever the case is you're living in. So it'll be a real shina makam. So therefore one should be careful. For example, just to give a quick example, like we just did, if they're drinking a coffee, they have a banana, they have an apple, whatever the case might be, shahakal away to Adama, and they're in their own apartment when they start, and they would like to go, and they would like to go drink or eat or finish the same banana, even the same banana, the same coffee, whatever, in a different person's apartment. So before leaving, they should be careful to finish the coffee, finish the banana, whatever it is, in their own apartment and make the after bracha before they leave. As long as they drank or ate the right share, the right amount, which we've spoken about in the past. Then when you get to your friend's apartment, so start again. Eat, take something, right? If you want to eat something over there, you want to drink something over there, so start again. You make a new bracha. It's not a bracha shenit tzricha, because that's the halacha, that you have to make a new bracha over there anyways, even on the same thing. So that would not help. Even if you take it along with you. So that's the story on that. One has to be very careful when changing apartments. And kavana over here would not help also, because you cannot have kavana on if it's a real shine makam, right? If you go to your friend's house, even if it's next door and you have kavana doesn't help you in these instances. It's not like holchei drachim where you have a mind, right? You go into your car, you're going to be walking and you have a mind to continue traveling. Over here, you're not traveling. I'm sitting bekvias in my house and then I go to sit bekvias. In other words, I sit established in my friend's house. So that's the case we're talking about. So new brachas are needed in those cases. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha. Kol tov.